Kelly left Hank's print shop in a hurry, realizing she was just going to make it back to the restaurant in time for her appointment with Dirk, the private investigator who had done some work for Donatella. She opened the door and saw a thin man wearing a dark blue suit that had seen too many trips to the cleaners, with a gray fedora plopped on the back of his head, seated in the reception area. Carlotta smiled at her and said, "Mrs. Reynolds, Mr. Lewis is here to see you, and your husband would like you to call him when you have time."
"Thanks, Carlotta."
She turned to the man and extended her hand. "Hello, Mr. Lewis. I'm Kelly Reynolds. It's nice to meet you. Let's go back to my office where we can talk. Please follow me." He stood up and doffed his hat towards Carlotta.
"Nice talking to you, doll. Remember, you need anything, just call me. You got my card."
He followed Rebel and Kelly down the hall to her office. "Please have a seat, Mr. Lewis. May I get you some coffee or water?"
"Nah, but I see you got a fully stocked bar out front. I'll take a Jack Black."
"Certainly, but I don't know what that is."
"For someone running a restaurant, you don't know much. It's Jack Daniels with dark rum and Coke. Goes down real easy."
Kelly called the bar. "Would you please bring me a Jack Daniels with dark rum and Coke? I have a guest who would like one."
"Sure, Mrs. Reynolds. We call it a Jack Black."
"Thanks," she said, feeling like an idiot, and from the look Dirk Lewis was giving her, it was obvious he was thinking the same thing. He opened up the battered briefcase he carried, took out some papers, and handed them to her.
"Here's the report I gave Donatella. You can read it, or I can tell you the guts of it."
She stood up and answered the knock on the door. "Thank you, Jimmy," she said to the young waiter. She handed Dirk the Jack Black.
"Why don't you tell me what you found out? I can read the report later when I have a little more time." "Thanks, doll. It's 30:30 time. Need a little something to wet my whistle, and Jack Black always does a good job." "Okay, I investigated 2 men for Donatella."
"Dirk, do you think she went to either of these men and told them what she knew about them?"
"Don't know for sure, doll, but I'll tell you this. Lady liked to have people think of her as the Queen Bee of the Pearl District, but just between you and me, I don't think she was better than either one of the 2 phonies described in my report. I think she had a dark side to her that her friends and the public never knew about."
"Why do you say that?"
"Had a meeting with her last week and told her all this stuff. All of a sudden, it seemed like she completely forgot I was in the room, because she kind of starts talking to herself and says something like, 'Okay, boys, I'm getting both the show and the rave review, or else the world is going to know about you two.' Then she got real quiet, thanked me, and handed me a check for my services. Last I saw of her."
"I'm getting the feeling you didn't like her very much."
"Think she'd been eating at the same table as them old boys had. Maybe even drank the Kool-Aid, if you know what I mean. You know the old saying about honor among thieves? Dead wrong in this case. None of these 3 thieves had an ounce of honor in 'em, her included."
"Wow, it's rather apparent you didn't think much of her."
"You can take that to the bank."
"This may seem like a strange question, Dirk, but I'm curious why she hired you and not some investigator from a blue-chip Portland firm. After all, the way you dress, talk, and even drink on the job doesn't really promote your downtown image."
"Doll, whatever Donatella was, she was smart. I was recommended to her by someone I'd done some work for. She understood that when you talk like the people on the street, and you look like the people on the street, you get a lot more information from the people on the street than you would if you told them that you went to Oregon University Law School and graduated at the top of your class. People tend not to trust those types."
"Are you telling me you're a law school graduate?"
"Ain't many people know it, but that I am, doll. That I am. Even got me a license to practice law. But I like what I'm doing. Plus, I make more money doing this than I would practicing law."
He uncrossed his long legs and stood up.
"Time to get back to the salt mine. Thanks for the Jack Black, and if you ever need a private eye, I'm Dirk the Jerk, the one with the gun. Har har."